Outside the Capitol, D.C. is quiet. Inside, talk is tough. The Democrats support the president.
What have we come to here? We have the best country in the world. It's time we start running it again.
On the other side, the Republicans.
The House has compromised over and over and over again.
Representative Andy Barr belongs to the ultra-conservative arm of the Republicans called the Tea Party.
We are all Americans!
It arrived on the political scene in 2009. The movement is now a force within the Republican Party. 80 members, a third of House Republicans, including Barr, signed a letter connecting a repeal of health care reform to any resolution that keeps the government running. Barr says Democrats pushed through health care in 2010 when they had a majority in both houses of Congress, and his Kentucky constituents don't like it.
I cannot ignore the deluge of calls and conversations and communications that I'm getting from constituents talking about Obamacare hurting them, their businesses, and their families.
According to the Cook Political Report, most of the 80 Republicans come from districts that voted unlike most of the country. For example, President Obama only received 38% of the vote in Barr's district. And while voters nationwide are looking more diverse, the Cook Report says Republican districts are getting whiter.
Hello, America!
Moderate Republicans agree that Obamacare should be diminished, but oppose the tactics of the Tea Party, like shutting down the government. Analysts say they are looking over their shoulder, afraid of a Tea Party challenger if they don't go along. John Fortier is with the Bipartisan Policy Center.
In the case of Republicans looking over their right shoulders, they may be safe in their districts as Republicans if they were to face a Democrat in the general election, but they may not be safe from a primary challenge.
Meanwhile, Republicans and Democrats accuse each other of refusing to compromise. House Speaker John Boehner.
All we're asking for is to sit down and have a discussion.
Democrat Colleen Hanabusa.
Mr. Speaker, you win. You shut down the federal government. But now what?
It's part of our polarized world. To the extent that we have divided government, our parties differ a lot. Some of this is likely to be the new normal.
So for now, the factions wait to see which side blinks first. And until then, the federal government remains on shutdown until further notice. At the U.S. Capitol, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.